Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Are You Ready podcast with him,
Dave Elliott,
and me, William Thompson. It's the finest wrestling podcast in all of the country, probably the only one.
Yeah, I was going to say in all of the. I was going to. Where are you going to like stop it? Like what's in all of just
this? This room? Is Hollywood's finest, most
specific wrestling-based podcast.
Yeah,
going.
Yeah, and it's a wrestling podcast. A lot of wrestling podcasts, they review classic stuff or they talk about things going on in wrestling right now. Yeah. That's not what this is. This is us just remembering when we liked wrestling.
Yes, which is always.
I always liked wrestling.
Do you keep on top of current wrestling talk?
From time to time.
And so what are you watching at the minute? We haven't actually spoke about that yet. I'm keen to find out.
I'll watch both companies. I'm not too specific. It's just if something catches my eye.
Sorry, both companies? What do you mean by
AEW
that?
AEW or WWE.
What about the Japanese ones? You know?
I don't really watch Japanese wrestling.
Do you not like Japanese people?
No, just the wrestling's not for me.
Okay,
I like the promos, do you know what I mean? Yeah. I would be happy with wrestling if it was just entrances and then that's it.
Nice, just the music.
Give me the entrances and the finishers, and I'd go home happy.
Nice. I mean, that sounds like something sexual there. Just the one entrances and finishes. Whoa.
I mean,
I
you
just
do
see the entrances and finish.
You do anything with that voice, it's gonna sound sexual.
What?
I was stuck in traffic.
I mean, what sort of foreplay chatting do you do? Let me see your ass.
That wasn't traffic related at all. That was just saying, let me see your ass.
But how do you, like, say I'm a girl, right? Or a guy, I don't know, it's 2022. And, like, I'm lying in bed here and you want to initiate some sexy time, what do you do?
Are you up?
All right, I mean, if I'm in the same room as you, or is this like a text?
No, you're in the same room.
Okay.
I'll put my vape down for 3 seconds and be like, yeah, here's your window.
And what's that mean? What does that, this is why I'm glad to be married. What's that? I put my vape down and give you 3 seconds.
Because I vape in bed.
All right, okay.
It wasn't sexual. I genuinely put
okay,
my
I
vape
thought
down.
It sounded like a threat. I'll put my vape down. I'll count to three.
I'll stick the fucking vape up your hole.
No, times have changed. Back in my day, you used to have to go outside a girl's window and you used to have to like bring a ghetto blaster and just set it down.
Is that a gun?
And sing to her. What?
A ghetto? Is that a gun? A ghetto blaster?
No, a ghetto blaster is like, it was a boombox.
Oh, a big boombox?
Yes, a big boombox.
Oh, no, that's a crime what you're describing. That's a crime.
What? Why? An antisocial behavioural crime.
That's stalking, you can't just...
No, there's a difference between stalking.
No,
I'm standing out there, I'm letting her know that I'm out there with the boom blaster.
That's
I'm
harassment.
Not like in a tree jacking off. There's
no,
a difference.
That's harassment.
I've done that too, but that's...
You couldn't get up a tree to be jacking off? What
Listen,
are you talking
mate,
about?
I have skills you don't know
You
about.
Could not
See,
climb a tree.
When it comes to stalking... Climbing trees, I'm good.
This week's wrestling podcast... Giving you tips on stalking?
Yes, listen, I'm going to say stalking is not cool, it's illegal, and, you know, if you join, you know, if you DM me, I'll tell you how to get away with it. And it's fine.
We always talk about this, and you always tell me, like the pulling techniques when you were younger, you tell me them, and I'm like, jail? Go to jail?
But, I mean, nowadays, the pulling technique is, like, just online. They're like, listen, will you join my wee metaverse, and we'll snog online now?
What do you think of the metaverse is?
Metaverse is like...
Do you think people are just getting paid off in the metaverse?
Yeah, it's just a dating website.
No.
The metaverse, yeah. It's like The Sims for nerds. Sex Sims
for
freaks.
Whereas The Sims are for only cool people, aren't they?
Yeah, because then what you did on The Sims, you were like, you went on, you hit a wee X in the corner, and you went out and you spoke to people. But nowadays, in this wee metaverse, you guys are there like, and you're wee fucking heads.
You need to stop doing that face right now.
And you're like, oh, do you want to come around to my house, which is in the metaverse? And then, like, I don't know.
Why the fuck are we on the keyboard?
Because I've seen you on the computer before, and that's what you get
on. Yeah, that is not how I type with my face.
You're a virtual reality guy, aren't you now? You're part of that demographic, no?
No.
You have a virtual reality headset?
No, I don't.
And you watch virtual reality porn?
No, I do
not. In the metaverse?
I am not Mickey Bartlett.
Paddy McDonald told me that.
Did he actually tell you that?
Yes.
Well, why are you believing anything he says?
Because... Paddy McDonald's the most honest guy I've ever met.
Any fact he tells you about me, he is just entirely made up.
Right, okay. Well, listen, would you be open to if listeners were to group together and buy you a virtual reality headset? Would you stick it on?
I would put the headset on, yeah. I don't think I'd watch it.
All of a sudden disappear off into that perv world. I don't like the where technology's going. I prefer it to be good old school. You go to a dance, you meet a bird, you tell her, I'll marry you. Done. 7 kids.
So this wrestling podcast is just you ranting against the internet now?
This is my new character. I'm the old guy. This week, next week on Raw, I'm an old guy. I'll walk the ring with no music.
Yeah.
I'll get into the ring and I'll give off.
And you refuse to go off the top rope?
No weapons? No, I have weapons. It's a knuckle duster.
Yeah.
A knuckle duster and a cane. And I'll hit women, not care. You know, just punch, punch them all. You know, it's them the old school guy.
They used to do that a lot in wrestling.
Not only would they hit women,
that would get a massive cheer.
Austin Denise stun everyone, women, men.
Even in his personal life, yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know if that's a fact. Apologies. No, it is.
He did. What? I didn't. What? Allegedly.
I don't want to sue me. And that's all better now.
Listen here, you son of a bitch.
Yes, no, anyway.
You're talking on me about fucking podcast.
But if what I want to ask you
about, I'm going to do it all in this voice.
See, if I was the old guy.
What?
And I was to fight you.
Yep.
And you would be like the future nerd guy.
You need to start doing that because you're saying nerd. Yeah. That's not the vibe I'm getting.
Well, that's, but what I'm saying, we would go against each other and I would need to recruit other like-minded guys and girls to come after the nerds like
other
you.
Losers. You need...
So what I would do, I would gather a stable of, you know, of firm but fair colleagues.
Why did they need to be firm?
And we would come after you, firm but fair guys, that beat all the tech nerds of 2022.
It was me and all the tech nerds. We would all get on our wee devices.
We'd
all be together, and we'd form together.
Like a big fucking transformer?
Yeah. I feel you're saying tech nerd.
And what
people?
Would you be called? The transformers? And it'd be just all these trans guys.
I get you keep saying technology, and I kind of feel you're not making technology.
Man, listen, I'm sorry. I just feel like I'm an old... What do you do online, mate? That's what I want to know. What do you do online?
What do you mean? What everybody does online?
What's that nowadays?
Watch YouTube videos and order clothes.
Yeah, and why are you there? Why is Paddy McDonald telling me you're laying back in a chair like this? Just
because Paddy McDonald's a fucking liar, that's why.
Would Paddy McDonald be in your stable or my stable?
No. I would definitely be in yours. You ever seen Paddy try to use the internet?
Yeah, we'd be the internet. We would bring down the internet. That'd be our group, me and him.
Paddy's the guy goes ticket links under the post and then doesn't put them up. Paddy's a fucking nightmare.
But listen, that's what this week's episode's about. Factions, stables. Yeah. And I mean, me and Paddy, the anti-internet guys, would be the worst faction or the worst stable. And that's what the episode's about. The worst stables. So for those that don't know, what is a wrestling faction or a stable?
It's when they all get together. And they're like, oh, we'll look out for each other's backs.
Like you and your internet nerd guys.
Yeah, shut up. Oh, we're getting technologies, bud. Go back to the 80s.
I've got an internet connection.
Oh, all our celebrities are pedos.
I buy
shut
my
up.
Clothes on Amazon. Yeah, none of my favourite celebrities are pedos, mate. Fuck
you. Our country's still in civil war. Fuck up, mate. The 80s are shit. Let them go.
Listen, the 90s I grew up in, young man.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
The 90s?
The 90s, the good old days.
I had too much Sunny D, I'm not a mortgage. Fuck up.
Hold on, see, whenever you're doing that, why are you still typing in the 90s?
Because I'm on the internet.
We had ringer phones. Yeah. We had ringer phones. You know, and what we would do, we would ring people like you, and we'd be like, listen, come meet me in the street. Man, but you're too busy wired up.
Man, we have every TV show ever. Like, we have it nailed. And like, what did you have in your car? Can't wait till I'm home to go watch Biker Grove. Class, man.
Yeah, well, actually, I didn't watch Biker Grove. Watch Grange Hill, Dicks in Your Head.
Shit.
Dicks in Your Head.
Shit.
Coronation
what,
Street.
What even was Grange Hill?
Grange Hill was about a school called Grange Hill.
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
where these
bored
kids
already.
Went to. And you know what Biker
I'm
Grove was?
Already.
Biker Grove was just full of wee tramp kids. Couldn't even go to school. Fuck that.
All right, so you're just watching shows about kids in school? That's shit.
Yeah. Well, what you know what you're doing? Whatever this is.
I would love to know what that is because you keep doing it at me and it's like the third time.
Well, anyway, we're digressing from the topic, right? What I think we've agreed is we would never be a tag team. We're not friends. We're enemies for today. So what would your faction be called?
My faction?
If you had your own faction, and it doesn't have to be those internet incel guys. It can be a new faction you set up.
My faction would be? Be a load of guys who've been like shunned from society. So it'd be like short dudes.
Right, okay.
Be like fat dudes.
Right, okay. Oh shit, that could be
ugly dudes.
Okay, I couldn't anymore.
Do you know what I mean?
What about short, fat,
bald
ugly guys?
Dudes?
Short, fat, bald, ugly guys.
They will be in there. They will. It's just, we're just going to be the rejects.
Right, okay.
And we're just going to join together and we're going to take it all out on people who are like really good looking and stuff and be like, nah, we got shunned. It's not our fault.
And would you be like the leader or the mouthpiece?
I would be the mouthpiece, yeah.
Right, okay. And what would your character's name be?
Gimli.
Very nice.
Gimli.
I like that. Mine would just be me and like a load of like, you know, other young
bald and dads
Protestant guys, you know, that just want to restore the union and break down the protocol.
Are you describing the UDA to me right now?
Weird. I don't know. That was what the faction was going to be called. So yeah, just a lot of guys,
the Ulster Davy Association,
a lot of tight tops, bald heads, earrings, and yeah, be a fun time.
Yeah. And would you die for your faction?
Nah, not really. Nah, don't care. It's stupid.
But there's always been factions in wrestling. There's some big ones. D-Generation X.
Let me ask you a question quickly. See the term stable? Did that come from the Four Horsemen? Is that where that came from? Because they're like into horses and all?
Right. The Four Horsemen, their gimmick was not they're into horses.
I thought they were just guys that owned horses.
No, it's like the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Those guys were
they're
horses,
not into horses. They never had horses.
And why are they called the Horsemen?
The Horsemen of
the... Were they like half horses, half men?
Because they're the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. That's what they were named after.
Right.
Do you know from the Bible, the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse?
No, mate, because I don't read fiction.
Right, well, it's meant to be when the world ends.
Right, okay.
The Four Horsemen of death, war, famine, and pestilence.
And Lycra.
It's death, war, famine, and...
And did they come
pestilence, yeah.
On horses?
That's why they're the horsemen. So
there you go, they're in the horses.
Did you really think Ric Flair and his mates were just in the horses?
I just thought there were guys that, yeah, were just like...
Ken Rethel tonight, we're watching the dressage.
Just, you know, stable boys. You know, just four stable boys. They know they're obviously too beefy to be jockeys. So they're just maybe an old breeders or something.
We all have some fantastic... My Ric Flair sounds like Randy Newman.
I know, and I didn't know. Like, whenever they were doing that, I didn't know what that meant. Like, I know what that means, that which I don't get, because that's not a way to... No one gets pleasure from that.
That's how I do three, because I can't do it with that hand.
Because you're... Right, okay. So you do three. And when do you ever do that? Like, when you're ordering drinks?
Yeah, that's how they get caught in Inglourious Basterds. He orders the threes, like...
And what is it, the Nazi way? It's not that way, it's that way. Or what way is the Nazi way? That way, isn't it? You do that, and he did it like that.
It's that way, mate.
Right, okay. Well, listen, like, you know, I wouldn't have a Nazi stable, like.
Yeah. Well, unless they're in the horses. Nazis?
Unless they're in the horses.
There's been a lot of, very little wrestling talk in this wrestling podcast so far. We've covered Nazis, horses, and me and my internet guys.
But, I mean.
No stables.
What, can you imagine just you're waiting behind the curtain, and they're about to bring out, welcome, William and his weird internet guys. And then he's all come down and like, gamer
chairs. Me and Jared from Subway, yeah. Like. So you'd have the wrestling pedos.
Why?
Because you're a pedo.
I'm not a pedo.
You are
mate.
A pedo. You look like one.
Well, I mean, I can't argue that. To be fair, I've got all I need is glasses, and I've got the look, balding, beard, overweight. Except, yeah, that's how we could maybe come together. You could teach me how to do like the internet.
I don't want to come together with
and
you.
That's how we could be called William's Weird Internet Dudes plus the pedo.
That'd be your giving, pulling that face. You've got like a wee propeller hat. Yeah. You've got slacks and a
white
shirt.
No, I've got like wires into my head connecting me to the internet and all.
Connecting? You get a phone. You don't need to fucking install broadband into your mind.
Listen, we're pitching here. We're pitching new gimmicks here. By the way, see if there's any local wrestling federations or anything that want some sort of creative ideas.
Yeah, phone up David and he'll call you either a pedophile, a weirdo, or tell you to install the internet in your brain.
I've never seen any of those wrestlers before. There's never been a wrestling internet guy yet, has there?
Yes.
Who? Yes. What was that? Scooby-Doo? Yes. Yes, Reggie. Who's the internet guy?
The wrestling... They're definitely both. Paul Ellering came out in the 90s, called himself Mr. Internet.
Right, okay. Well, he's definitely in your faction.
Yeah.
Who else is there?
Mr. Internet.
Mr. Internet. Can you get Mr. Internet up so I can see him? See if it's a guy in a
game chair. It's not interesting to look up.
Oh, and then who else? So, weird incel guy. Is there any incel wrestlers would be in your group?
What's his name? Lars Sullivan, who got fired because he was like messaging fans, being like, I fucking like to lick your legs and all.
Well, he'd be in it. They'd bring him back for that. And there's no wrestling pedos either, is there? So, there you go.
Jerry Lawler's about.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right.
That's not groundbreaking.
Well, I mean, I just wonder.
Okay.
I just thought he was off the TV because he was like having a holiday or something.
Oh, no. He was on TV after he got accused of that.
Nice. Well, anyway, we're digressing. You're taking us off point.
Jerry Lawler would be in your faction.
Why? The pedo guys?
The wrestling pedos.
Yeah, but then we've come together, so we're one big giant faction.
Torpedo dropkick would be your finisher.
That's a great pun, to be fair. The torpedo dropkick. Very nice.
About an hour into this, I'm finally settling in.
Yes, that's good. So this episode's actually about factions. I think we've sort of... Have we explained what factions are, or just come up there?
I think we started to, and then you started calling me a weird guy, and then just started doing this.
Yeah, so the stables thing. That's where I got confused with the Four Horsemen. I thought they were just like guys that had stables. So what does a wrestling stable mean?
A wrestling stable, just guys looking out for each other. They've got each other's backs.
Just like the YMCA, just dudes respecting
other
dudes.
Looking after each other. And you have some world famous ones. You have the NWO.
Yeah, which is, they were that rap group that with that?
No, that was the NWA.
Oh, right.
Okay. And you knew that.
No, I didn't.
You knew that, fan. You have an NWO shirt. You did know that.
All right.
Right.
Okay. Sorry.
Don't fucking do it again.
So the NWO stood for?
New World Order.
Right, okay. And that was Kevin.
The people behind coronavirus.
Nash.
No, it was Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
Scott Hall.
R.I.P.
I forgot he was dead. You've upset me. Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Six Pack.
Was Six Pack in at the start, or was it just Hogan?
Oh, I thought you wanted me to go through all the members.
No, because if
you're going, I was about
if
to.
If you're going to go through all the members of the NWO, I'll just have a break, because and then the whole episode. Yeah,
they
will just
were
be...
like they were like the Sugar Babes. They had a new one in it every week.
But they weren't as sexy as Sugar Babes.
Who was your favorite Sugar Babe?
My favorite Sugar Babe was the one who left first, the ginger one, Siobhan.
Was named Siobhan? I thought it was Nicole.
There's so many of them, could be. I'm sure it was a ginger.
I like the one somewhere. That stayed in it the whole time.
Who's that?
Can't remember.
Keisha.
Keisha, that's yeah. It. Keisha.
Nice. I mean, that's impressive name knowledge of the Sugar Babes there.
That is, yeah.
Nice. And Mattia, there's another one.
Yeah.
I'll throw it in there.
But we're not here to talk today about the goof.
Yeah, well, by the way, this is what we do want to say. We're here to talk about wrestling factions, but, you know, if
we're here to people, also talk about Sugar Babes lineups.
Well, if people want to talk about the Sugar Babes, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about the worst of the worst factions.
Okay.
So what we will settle today, we will debate this, and we will find out the worst faction of all time.
Okay.
I have an absolute banger.
Okay,
I
have to a, start, a banger for
no,
one.
No, it's got to be my ace in the hole, but I'll throw you out a wee one.
Okay.
To start, right, for yes, the worst.
The worst.
The Dungeon of Doom.
Now, I remember, they were WCW, the Dungeon of Doom, weren't they?
They were
WCW,
weren't they? Yeah.
Now, get me if I'm wrong, they were definitely like a selection of just random guys.
Little freaks and geeks.
So that again, you could be in that group. And were they
fuck you.
Were they but
I'm cerebral palsy, I'm not a monster.
You let me just show well, let me just show you what you just did there, right? You just went they're a group of
freaks and geeks.
And like who were they formed by? Kevin Sullivan?
Big Kevin Sullivan, right. Yeah.
Now,
and the Grandmaster Flash. No, just the Grandmaster, he was called, yeah. Taskmaster?
I think it was the Taskmaster. The Grandmaster's just a different guy.
He's the leader of the Orange Order.
Yeah. Mervyn Gibson. Oh, I mean, that'd be brilliant. I mean, why is there not an Orange Man wrestling character? Anyway, we digress. The Orange Man?
What's that upon us? You just went the Orange Man?
No, I'm just saying, ring me.
That's me going Gertrude Starr.
Like, no, listen, that's the faction. Bring man, how much would you pop if you just heard... The lights go dark and then it's orange and out comes a good flute band. That's the new wrestler. David.
I would love that.
What would he be called?
Mervyn.
Just Mervyn.
Just Mervyn. The way you just got Finlay. Just Mervyn.
Yeah, Fit Finlay. Mad.
Welcome
Mervyn
to the ring. Mervyn!
And then Finlay would return for the
from
Belfast
from Bangor.
Oh, no.
Weighing in at a 1690 pounds.
And he would just, you would just wear. Nothing but like you know the dungarees, but without the white shirt on, and you wear the white gloves, and you beat someone with the baton at the front. It'd be great, and you'd have a guy, you know, the wee guy. You would definitely be this dude in the shorts and the PE kit. That'd be you coming out the front, you know, throwing the baton out while he walks out.
Yeah, no, I'm the guy in tremendous. The car every time, sitting in the back.
Raging? Yeah. No, I mean, you. Why don't you do that? Get a wee mobility scooter for the 12th, and just scoot along the bike.
Don't know how to get one of those.
Listen, I know, fellas.
Who with mobility scooters?
No, I know fellas who are in mobility scooters. We can beat the fuck out of them and steal one. So we'll
the Dungeon of Doom, our original right, okay. Point.
Yeah.
Who were the Dungeon of Doom? Because they were. I wasn't born yet.
The Dungeon of Doom, now, correct me if I'm wrong here, I believe the Dungeon of Doom were set. Kevin Sullivan, right, for wrestling people, he fucking hated Hulk Hogan.
I hated him.
He was like this, fuck. Like, he would sit in his room and all and go... Whoa. And then Kevin Sullivan of those weird eyebrows he drew on.
Whoa, Hulk Hogan,
yeah, he would sit in there and he like he would sit here and he'd be looking at picture Hulk Hogan going, oh, Hulk Hogan, I hate him. Oh. And then he's like, I need to bring Hulk Hogan down. So he was like, I know what I'll do. I'll get a group of these weird freak guys and get them together and we'll take down Hulkamania. So he formed the Dungeon of Doom. So who were in the Dungeon of Doom? The Taskmaster? Did you have Ming?
You did have Meng, not Meng.
Oh, sorry, Meng. Meng.
Just a wee ugly dude.
Stinking dude.
You had the Giant.
Was that the Giant? Big Show?
Big or Show, yep, the giant.
Right, okay. You had the Giant, you had Meng, you had the Taskmaster. Did you have the Yeti?
We did have the Yeti.
The Yeti, who, by the way, I think was just Brutus the Barber Beefcake, is that right?
No, it wasn't Brutus Beefcake.
Who was Brutus Beefcake? He was one of them.
He was the Disciple.
Of course. So, like, it's like people out of a Dungeons & Dragons game.
Yeah.
Kevin Sullivan.
You also had
together.
The Loch Ness Monster.
The what?
Loch Ness Monster.
Right, okay.
That was Giant Haystacks, just dressed in green. They basically like get us a fat dude.
But Giant Haystacks, not only was he fat, he was huge as well. He's about 6'6" or something. He's a big boy.
He was a giant haystack.
He was indeed. And like, was he Scottish?
He was not Irish.
Giant Haystacks? Yeah. Why is he locking this monster in?
Good fucking question. I didn't book it.
You're big. It was a Vince McMahon. You're big. You're green.
Probably the Loch Ness Monster. Sure, Roddy Piper's from fucking Canada.
What?
Roddy Piper's from Canada.
I'm done.
He's not from Scotland.
He is, mate.
No, he's not. He is Scottish. Why? No, he's Canadian. He's not from Scotland. Do you not know this?
Why is he Hot Roddy Piper then?
Just that was his gimmick. He was Scottish. He's not actually Scottish.
Well, I didn't
listen to him speak. He doesn't sound Scottish.
Yeah, but no one sounds Scottish whenever they're in wrestling, though.
It's because there are no Scottish.
Drew McIntyre. Have I gone red? I feel like really sick that I found out he's not actually Scottish.
Do you not know that he wasn't Scottish?
No, I thought he was genuinely Scottish. I thought he was Scotland first. Canada. Well, he's a fucking bastard then.
Drew McIntyre's Scottish.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Yeah, right. But not super Scottish.
But we talked about the Yeti.
Yeah.
Right? And our producers have never seen the Yeti
I've never seen the Yeti either. I just know of the Yeti. I thought it was Brutus Beefcake.
So this guy was going to be the monster that finally stops Hulk Hogan. Finally stops him.
And I hope he...
I'm going to stop this clip right here. Don't ask me why Mongo has a wee puppy. Because he just has a dog.
Yeah, I mean... But Eric Bischoff looks great there. And Bobby the Brain. There's a character.
Trick or treat. On behalf of our sponsor, see? It's a treat.
So we're going to see the Yeti here.
All right, let's talk about it.
You don't have anything. We'll fast forward through here.
Is that Hulk Hogan?
That is Hulk Hogan, yes.
Oh, no, he doesn't have a mustache. That's freaky.
This is when he was filming movies, so he shaved his mustache off. And he just looked mental. Like, see if you saw someone with that haircut walking down the street. No facial hair, bald, but he's all down the side looking like
but
Bill.
See
if you're not Bill Bailey. That's weird.
But see guys like that, like, you would look at him and go, yeah, he looks weird, but also look how jacked he is, so he must be dedicated to something.
I don't think Hogan's jacked, though.
He's dead slim. Well, but he's still in shape, like.
He's in shit. I never said he was fat. He's just...
Oh, but he's muscular. So what's going on here?
Does he even have eyebrows there?
Yeah, they're very black. Like, they don't match. So he's trying to beat the giant. Oh, no. What's the Mouth of the South done?
The Mouth of the South turns on him.
Oh, no. He's turned on Hulk. Oh, no. He's hulking up.
By the way, Hulk, no effect on him at all.
Can I also say, why is Hulk wearing those boots? They're like brown cowboy boots. Is he part of the stable? The Horseman?
Yeah, he's part of the... He's a big cowboy.
Oh, sorry. There's Kevin Sullivan.
Sullivan's built like me.
He is. And he's got the same haircut as Hogan. I mean, like...
Kevin Sullivan's, if I dressed up as Hulk Hogan for Halloween, that's what you get, Kevin Sullivan. And he throws punches like I threw him too.
Like, why is he... I don't know why he's dressed like that. He looks very rare.
I don't know how he's hitting Hogan as well. Look at this.
He's got eyebrows like half the birds in the shankle.
Here comes the Yeti. Oh, no, it doesn't. Not yet.
It's the Macho Man, Randy Savage, and Lex Luger.
I don't know whose side...
Luger? Oh, no.
Here he comes! Here comes the Yeti!
So those who can't see it, this guy is called the Yeti. Why is he not called the Mummy?
So much of this is confusing me. Lex Luger and Randy Savage ran down together.
Together, yeah.
And now Luger's just beating the fuck out of Savage.
Right, okay.
Okay, just
So WCW doesn't make much sense.
Covered in toilet paper.
But why is this
essentially just Gettysing toilet paper?
Why is he not called the Mummy?
He's the Yeti.
But he's dressed like an Egyptian mummy.
Now he's just humping Hulk Hogan.
You know what that's like?
Hogan's
that's
just like, getting doubled.
That's you and your mates in the nightclub just before closing. I fucking love you, bro. Get the shots in before we go. And then there's you ordering shots.
Three more shampoo. I can't.
So Luger's involved with the Yeti as well?
Yeah.
Why did Michael Jackson name him?
Did he?
The Yeti. Oh no. He's walking around like an Egyptian mummy, but he's. Oh no. Luger's got him in the torture rack. What a move. And by the way,
there's been 3 minutes of wrestling here, and like, not one of these moves looks like they hurt.
See my mum's mates in the 90s? All of them had the same haircut as Lex Luger. All of them. Oh no.
Do you want to see Loch Ness?
Yes, please. Show me Loch Ness.
Okay, so this is Loch Ness. It has nothing to do with the Yeti, but this guy was also in the Dungeon of Doom.
Also looks like Maine Awake. Oh, and is it Jackie Fullerton? Nice. Good old Jackie. That hurt him.
And he certainly would have. We're gonna play this. He just gets.
That's sore, like Jackie's
he
not.
He actually broke his spine.
Like, I could see that he didn't take that move well. Did Jackie tell him wrestling was fake or something?
He did, yeah.
And the people say it's play acting.
Oh, oh no. Giant haystacks, what a beast.
Giant haystacks just dressed like he's a big fat lad at a funeral. Or?
Yeah. See, that's the worst thing, see, about being a fat guy when you have to wear a tie. And you do it all up in your big fat neck and all, when he goes to here.
Yeah.
Looks like it's a party tie, it's so embarrassing.
See, because I'm so small, yeah, I get that too.
Yeah. You like, can actually use it as a sleeping bag, you can pull a tie down, get into it, and totally disappear, the cocoon.
Fucking not that fucking small. I do, like, whenever I wear a suit, I just look like a wee mob boss's son.
Oh, 100%. All you need, like, if you just see you before you went to the funeral, just having a big ball of meatballs with a big fucking napkin tucked in your neck, you'd be like, oh,
you kill my daddy, huh?
You would have people killed. Like, you'd
I would never
like
do
him.
It.
Yeah, so, daddy, I don't like him.
Daddy, kill him.
If my boy doesn't like him, I have him whack. What can I say?
But Dungeon of Doom, I can't think of a single good guy in the, like, anything they did was
but
good.
But who was the beefcake? Because he was good in WWF. This guy, this is one thing that always confused me as a young guy. There was a wrestler called Brutus the Barber Beefcake, and his gimmick was he was a hairdresser, wasn't it?
Cut your hair.
But he also came to the ring with garden shears, so it didn't make a lot of sense. So why is he a barber when he's full on fuck? Should be the gardener, you know? Gary the Gardener Galloway or something. But yeah, it never made a lot
sounds
of sense.
Like he's from Tullycarnet. Gary Galloway.
And he's in the UDA, the gardener. Why do you call him the gardener? Because he'll get you some herb, bro.
Because
you
know? He'll bury you underneath the daisies. Gary the Gardener.
But yeah, the beefcake. And he went then from WWE.
But also he's a hairdresser. Where do you ever go to a hairdresser that's a beefcake?
But here, I mean.
Here's your hairdresser any good? He's really sexy. And here, no, but is he a good hairdresser? Fucking so hot.
Who uses the term beefcake?
You know, I imagine people have described you as a beefcake. I
mean, yeah, always gay man, but I take it. But what's weird to me is like,
you take it from the gay man.
But see, if
Davey
ever,
the dumpster, Elliot.
Oh, Davey the dumpster. I mean, yeah, had something. There was a dumpster guy though in WWE, wasn't there?
Duke the dumpster.
But see, a beefcake, right? Would you have you ever seen a guy? If you saw a guy who was good looking, how would you go? Oh fuck, he's a good looking guy. Would you? You'd never go. That's
a fucking you're sexy wee boy.
Beefcake,
the big beefy Brian here. Yeah,
fucking beefcake,
and Brian the beefcake.
And have you seen the beefcake's fingers? They're big fingers. Like he wouldn't be able to get his hands around a wee barber's.
That's why he has garden shoes. Yeah. He's just too big of fingers.
And did he used to just cut people's ponytails off and all?
He did, yeah, yeah. If he beat you, he would like cut a lock of your hair off.
Because I remember the four good guys that you really liked were Hulk Hogan, The Ultimate Warrior, Randy Savage, and Brutus Beefcake. They were like, were they a Survivor Series team or something back in the day?
They might have been at one point.
And like,
yeah,
they were just, that must have been Vince McMahon's like wet dream. Four big, oily, tanned, big, muscly guys. And maybe if it's like, I'm going to call him the Beefcake.
Because why he got to go everywhere was he was friends with Hogan. So wherever Hogan went, he would go. And do you know what his real name is? Leslie.
Leslie, nice.
Ed Leslie.
And Leslie's a big beefcake. I mean, just think about those names. Macho Man, Beefcake, Hulk. And what was the other one I said as well? Ultimate Warrior.
I mean, that doesn't really fit in. No. Oh, beefy, Hulk, Macho, Ultimate?
Yeah.
How's your new boyfriend? He's Ultimate.
He's Ultimate. He's ultimate. The Ultimate Macho Hulk Beefcake.
You sound like you're writing for, like, Closer magazine.
I have my legs cut off by
Chris
the Ultimate
Hemsworth
Hulk.
Chris is the Ultimate Macho Beefcake Hulk Boy.
You know what? I think wrestling needs to go back to the very closeted gay. And he's like, that's what they need to bring back.
Weird, yeah.
Sexy guys that are just like back in the day when men were men, you'd be like, fuck me. But then these guys in like neon lycra and all, they're just the most jacked guys you have.
They would be doing
time.
Really gay shit and deny there's anything gay about it. Like they're both in like thongs, like oiling each other up and being like, nothing gay here, mate.
No.
It's quite gay.
Nothing. But you know what? Do you ever think about what it would be like backstage when like these lads are putting their tan on and all and they're getting their way? And the Warrior's like, excuse me, Terry. It's Hulk Hogan's real name. There you go. He goes, Terry, can you put the tassels around my arm? Oh, I can't tie them and all. And Terry'd be like, no problem, brother. And it'd be a weird sight.
Realistically, they're all doing cocaine and popping Percocets.
Yeah,
like,
and poppers.
Yeah. Yeah. Poppers?
Poppers.
I never knew about the poppers.
Vince McMahon does poppers before he did his Kiss My Ass Club.
Allegedly, we can't say for definite that he does poppers.
I mean, of all of imagine that was the one thing Vince McMahon got annoyed about. Yeah. What? I want to have sex with my daughter, but you say I take poppers?
You think I take poppers, pal? And he's like, this is a game.
I'd be like, yeah, I want to join your Kiss My Ass Club. It's like looking down a fucking
why is it excavation? The McDonald's arches?
Because it's his
asshole. How you get your poppers?
Yeah.
What?
That was then. That's Vince McMahon's asshole. When you look, you're doing the Kiss My Ass Club. It's old. It's like,
why is his ass up here? This makes no sense. What? Why is his ass
listen,
up here?
Listen, you got to see it.
What are you talking
you
about?
You got to see it. His anus is such a big hole because he's on poppers. Mate.
So your least favourite faction, which is what we were talking about.
You know who my least favourite faction was? Now, I didn't like the Nexus back in the day.
No.
Didn't like any of that
shit. But
they
weren't bad, I didn't think.
But then out of them came a group called The Coors. Not The Coors. The
go
band.
On, go on, leave me breathless.
But The Coors.
Join the Nexus.
Do you remember? There was a group called The Coors.
I do remember
and
The
Coors. Rather than just calling it The Coors, C-O-R-E, there was two R's in it. And I never got why they were called The Coors.
They're Irish.
But they were shit. I know, the Koresh.
The Kors.
The Koran?
That's Muhammad Hassan.
But no, I don't know, the Kors had Wade Barrett, who never really achieved what you would expect.
Ezekiel Jackson?
Yes, Heath Slater and Justin Gabriel, who was probably...
Who the fuck's Justin Gabriel?
One of my most hated guys. He was a South African guy, and he just did all this high-flying shit, and he was a bit useless.
I've never heard of him.
You would know him to see him. Let me Google him here for you.
Did he used to be like a wolf man?
No, I don't think so.
Not like in real life. Like I don't think he's like a converted wolf.
Like at the night time, Justin Gabriel just turns into a wolf. You would know him to see him. He's one of these guys that you're like, ah, yeah, I recognize this dude. But you never know what he's done, you know?
Yeah.
But he was in The Coors and they were shit. And this guy here, like he just looks like a cute guy.
I've never seen this man in my life.
What do you think of him? Cute like, isn't he?
I mean, he's not bad looking dude, like, but...
Nice six-pack on him. Poor.
Do you dislike him? Because it doesn't sound like you
no,
do.
No, I mean, I dislike him as a wrestler.
You're like, oh, I hate this guy, but he's fucking hot.
But this is
the
difference. You need to be able to... You need to be able to separate sometimes. As a wrestling fan, you're like, I didn't like the way he performed, and he was put across. But if he had been put across, it's just the sexy... If his character's name was the sexy... Forget the sexy bitch, he's the sexy bastard. I'd have got behind him.
Yeah,
but literally got behind him. But I'd have got right character? Behind him. Just generic dude. I'm from South Africa and I can fly real high up in the sky and all. So he did. He used to do.
He can fly?
He did a 784 flip move, mate.
I need to see what a 784 flip is.
Just put in Justin Gabriel, finisher.
Right, okay. So this was a guy in the core.
Thankfully, this is your search history and not mine because it would be Justin Gabriel, just a sexy bastard.
You saw my search history earlier.
I mean, you type in JU there and it's just loads of Justin Bieber. Big fan.
He didn't do a 74, he did a 450.
I mean, do better then.
Like, I was thinking of 74. That's like a really odd number of degrees to hit specifically.
Yeah, his gimmick with the mathematician, you know.
Yeah, I've seen a 450 splash.
But have you seen it ever done better than this? Watch this guy. Perfect form, boom. So,
it looks really shit because he's going so slow.
Yeah, but he's from South Africa, mate.
He's going from the second row.
No top rope. But then he.
Why is there always just three dudes watching him do it?
Because he's a sexy bastard.
Like I don't get. There's always just a group. Every single one of these, someone's standing watching.
You know what that is? That's a guy at a house party. You know, also he's like, I can do a wee move and all, and he does it. Boom.
What house party you at? They're hitting 450 splashes in each other.
Listen.
I honestly haven't seen one yet where there's not a group of guys there, but go.
There's the first one. Oh, no. He's looking around there to be like, where are the group of guys
I
here?
I don't do that. Looking around. Like, what
they're there. They're there.
Am I going to do the same move I've done every time? Yes.
Oh, no. That was a bad one. That you finished on a real bad one there.
I didn't enjoy any of them. I didn't think any of those were good.
What I'm going to say is Justin Gabriel, he was shit. And he was in a shit group. Can you look up the core to see if they appear? Not the core.
But were they really shit or were they just boring?
They were boring, but the Coors were brilliant. They were a great band. Did I ever tell you, I once opened my curtains and saw the full Coors out in the street. And this is not even a joke. And I was about 16. The full Coors were just in my street, all of them, just visiting family. It was a very nice time for me. So this is the Coors. They don't have good music.
Could they look shitter?
No. And I mean, I don't know what the point of the core was. Do you think they were like the core of the Nexus, maybe? And that's why.
I don't even know. You've Wade Barrett there, who just looks like a gimpy captain of a rugby team.
I never liked him, really.
Heath Slater, who looks like Mel B, or Mel C, sorry.
And Ezekiel Jackson, who, to be fair...
looks like Mel B.
Looks like a kind of guy you wouldn't fuck with.
Yeah. And you have Justin Gabriel there, who looks like your auntie.
Yeah. And I mean, I wish Justin Gabriel looked like my auntie.
Is this podcast just you say you want to ride Justin Gabriel?
I mean, it could be. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me boring, great pleasure to
announce that... I'm bored already. Yeah,
get the core.
What wrestler comes out and goes, it gives me great pleasure to announce...
The core.
When did Stone Cold ever come out in a beer truck and be like, it gives me great pleasure to be able to inform you?
Well, I mean, he should have done. That would have been great.
That would be terrible.
So, yeah, I think they put the core in the fucking bin, stick the... you know what? I like the Dungeon of...
You like the Dungeon, I like the Dungeon of Doom? I thought they were awful, but if you like them...
I just like that they were so nonsensical.
I have one, and this is what I would think will take the biscuit for worst group, right? And they're awful. Do you remember the Spirit Squad?
I hated.
Do you remember the Spirit Squad?
For those of you guys that wouldn't know, Spirit Squad were a group of dudes who were cheerleaders.
That's literally it. They were wrestling cheerleaders. This is them coming out.
As into the ring, or... All right, here they are.
These guys will never endorse Sanka. Well, my God, they're...
Why have they got titles?
They were tag champions.
Oh, no, they're the worst.
They won on the debut match.
They were annoying guys, weren't they? Are any of them still wrestling?
Nikki?
Who's he?
Dolph Ziggler.
Well, he's done all right then out of those guys, hasn't he?
There he is. Someone had to sit down and approve this.
And I'm going to say it was Vince, was it? Probably.
This was actually a part of the God storyline. He went from wrestling God to wrestling with cheerleaders. It was a weird year.
And they're fighting the Generation X. Nice. But see, sometimes you see...
Guy in the front belt with me.
But you see, like... He actually does look a lot like
it. He has that
you
no
see,
neck.
You see, like, some groups or some wrestlers or gimmicks or whatever, and you go, how was this ever greenlit? Like, that was never going to work, was it?
No.
Oh, was there a finisher, not just something really shit, where he threw you up in the air and just landed normally?
Five of you would throw you up, and you'd land on your back, and then one of them would leg drop you.
Well, there you go.
But the Spirit Squad. Can you top the Spirit Squad in terms of terrible factions?
Terrible. Well, the Spirit Squad, because I think they're the ones that did the best, weren't they? Like, they did the best out of, like, all the shit ones.
Out of all the shit? Mm-hmm. No, I have one that I hated, but their job was to make you hate them. Right. They did better.
Who were? Was it?
Do you remember the Right to Censor?
Yes. They ruined it. But you know why they ruined? They ruined wrestling in the 90s, because like we had said on the previous episode, it used to just be about, like, blood, violence and boobs, and then they came along and tried to stop all that.
Yep, so they would take Val Venus, who was a porn star.
Oh, Val Venus, mate. What about the Right to Censor's theme song?
This is
the worst.
The most annoying theme in the world. And when this hit, like, it would go on for
and
ages.
And it would ruin your day.
And they would always win, so you'd always hear it. But this is what they came to the ring, like as it was playing.
This is the worst sound of all time. And, like, they got the best, like, guys who were, like, the Godfather.
The Godfather.
He became... Like, explain this to anyone who doesn't know. The Right to Censor, trying to censor, like, the Godfather.
Anything bad. So the Godfather was a pimp.
His character was a pimp.
And he had hoes.
And for those of you who don't know hoes, they are prostitutes, is that?
Yes, they are prostitutes. Yeah, okay. I love the Godfather. Look at this. He came out with loads of hoes. What's not to love?
See, I didn't see whenever I was probably just too young to know what hoes were. I thought they were all his mates.
You think he just had loads of girlfriends?
I just thought he was a dude with loads of mates, like a really, you know, just a guy having a good time. And I genuinely believed he was a train conductor.
Sorry, can
like,
we go
I
back
thought
there?
That was his gimmick.
That guy's sign that says "Ho Train Conductor."
Yeah,
and he literally looks like Shane Todd.
Which, But see,
he does actually look like Shane.
I thought at that age, I'd probably been about 11 or 12 at that time. I thought that was his job. He was just a really funky train conductor.
He thought he was a train conductor.
I thought. And I thought they, I don't know, they like fucked the coal into the fucking engine.
So this guy's coming out, he's saying, roll up a fatty for this pimp daddy. Yeah. And you were like, this guy's, I want to be a train conductor.
Yeah, it's like, this guy's just fucking doing Express to Lisburn here after he finishes.
Next step, Moira.
But you know what?
Line two.
But like, see, the I didn't know what a pimp was or anything because I was a wee innocent boy, and like they didn't do any, like, shagging or anything, so you didn't know that's what they were there to do, you know?
What do you mean you didn't know that's what he's coming out with girls? He's calling his hoes and he's saying, "Give it up for this pimp daddy."
I didn't know what that was. I just thought that was just a wee nickname he called himself. See, now as an adult with experience in life, I can see what they were doing. I can see
he was not.
No. Here comes these guys.
Here comes these gimps.
But tell you what, though, Stephen Richards, he was great. He's
Stevie
the guy
Richards.
Nobody really liked ever. And didn't he join the Right to Censor the Godfather?
He was made to. He became the good father.
And why? What did they do to make you join them?
They beat you in a match.
And where's Val Venus? Do you have Val Venus joining the Right to Censor? I want to see Val Venus' Titantron video, please. I knew what Val Venus was about. I think they made it pretty obvious.
Well, he was a porn star?
Yeah, so Val Venus was a porn star, but like his entrance video was some of the best like euphemism ever.
You know, Val Venus is a lot like the West Link. We like getting stretched with miles of traffic.
It was always like that level of euphemism.
But then it got to the point, like, here we go. So this is his entrance video. Coming out of the shower, good physique.
Dan's mesmerized.
This is why wrestling was better in
the
days.
I was like 3 years old being like, "Mom, can we watch TV?" And then I put this on.
Here, do me a favor, go back and type Titantron, because that's not his original video. When he debuted, his original video was just a wee bit of him in a car and then a lot of like drills and stuff and like helmets and all. Coming out of the bushes with a purple helmet on. It was a great time.
I'll see if I can find it.
But it, oh, there it is.
This one?
Yeah, I think. No, the one, see, with the... Go left. I think it's that one. No, not Vince McMahon. The one to the far right. Go, go, go. There you go. Back. It's like a thing shooting out of the air.
That's nine seconds long. It's not...
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. That's great content, though, anyway. Oh, here we go. So it was like...
I need to find this.
Yeah, that's it there. Go that one. SmackDown Val Venus, maybe. Lily's too. So he comes out of the shower. You see, it's Val Venus. Trails going in. Like, this is obvious what he was at.
It's like, how do we lightly make out he's a porn star?
Yeah, the purple helmet. And he's just loads of things coming. And then Val Venus, big train going through the
hot dog in a bun.
And then they got him into the Right to Censor. So they were like, listen. And like, that was the turning point for me. And yeah. I was like, they cut his hair, they put him in a suit, and they stopped him from being very sexual.
Yeah, it was up because, well, see, they didn't actually, like, the reason for that was the network were telling them, we need to get rid of some of these characters. So instead of firing them, they made an angle for it.
So like, when Vince McMahon was like, do you want rid of the porn star? Yeah.
Val Venus starts dressing like a milkman for some reason.
I mean, who delivers your milk? He's the guy in a pair of Speedos. There you go, there's a food fat for you, William. Oh, yeah. You make sure you get your calcium and all.
That's my milk one now.
I mean, what a woods. Why, as well, Val Venus, why is his piece so prominent?
Because he was a poor star. Why is Stevie Richards smiling like that?
That's evil. Oh, he's delighted. I mean, you don't mess with the Acolytes, though. That's
so, like, in terms of the worst, right, I hated the Right to Censor, but they were good at their job.
Yeah. Oh, but they made you hate them, didn't they? They were very, very good for that.
In terms of a faction, I never understood, and they never made any sense to me at all.
Was. Oh, no.
Do you remember?
I remember these guys. The Oddities.
The Oddities.
And they were just, what, a group of, like...
Right, even just that opening 3 seconds, you tell me what you can see as quick as you can. Okay. Describe this to me.
A lot of freaks and then some clowns just dancing around.
And then I'm in there. There's me.
But they are, like, those guys.
That's you. One of them does look like you. Hang on.
Kurgan?
Oh, no. There's me. But...
see the guy with the like,
there's you.
Leather mask on. He just looks like...
No, you're in the back.
I remember Luna Vachon. She was always weird. I used to be scared of her back in the day.
Yeah, she was very scary.
There's you.
There's me in a tuxedo.
Here we go. Oh no, I mean,
there's Woodsy.
What are they? Just a group of like
oddities, mate.
Are they
there's me.
Are they disabled?
Where am I on tonight? No, there's freaks. And Sable was in there for some reason.
Sable,
oh fucking Sable, yeah, I love Sable.
But who's that big guy? I've never seen him before. I've seen Kurgan, but not the other one, the freak here.
Giant Silva.
He must have done very well, did
he? No, he was always just in the background.
And like today, they kicked about for a decent bit of time.
They were about for about a year, but they were just weirdos. Like, and they would dance with South Park dolls. There's me again.
Yeah, weird, weird bunch. But they weren't terrible because they did all right, didn't they? Like they lasted.
They
too
lasted long.
Long,
but they were quite shit.
Yeah.
And they had the rap group, the ICP, with them.
You know who was a terrible group?
Who?
The X Factor.
Right. Know what I love about that was X Pac.
Yes.
Just incredible.
Yes.
And Prince Albert.
Yes.
Yes, there was a wrestler called Prince Albert and he was a piercist.
Yes, which I didn't, again, understand that joke until I was a bit older as well. I think there's Prince Albert. I think it's weird he never wears a crown.
You look back, like, my parents would always get uncomfortable watching wrestling. I'm like, what's uncomfortable about Prince Albert?
Yeah. And it's probably what made them more uncomfortable is when their wee son's just going, tell me what's weird about Prince Albert, mommy. Why? What's wrong with Prince Albert?
Why am I not allowed to say Prince Albert? There's a Prince Philip. Can I not say Prince Albert?
So there's X Factor's entrance video.
Right. Listen to this video, right? Uh-huh. Because what they did,
I've never heard of
Uncle Cracker song.
Uh-huh.
And in the actual song goes, I know that you hate that factor.
Yeah.
In this, they replace it with X Factor, but they don't remove that factor.
Uh-huh.
They just talk over it.
Right.
So it goes, I know that you hate that factor, but when this goes, yeah. I know that you hate that X Factor. Listen for it. Yo. Give that back. Yo. Oh, I know you hate
that X factor, but you gotta look at me like that. And they had that as their music?
Yeah.
See, I think...
They were offered two songs.
Uh-huh.
They were offered Uncle Cracker or Give It Away by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, should have given it away.
And they went for fucking... Yo, you're dealing with the X Factor. I got everything higher than woman. Hey, man, like, I have a cheesecake here or a pile of dog shit. Which one do you want for dinner?
What
I want?
I'll take the dog shit.
But see, when you
make
wrestlers,
some noise.
You like you said, you would almost just go for the theme songs. Like, if that plays, you're not going, well, you're going like, what the fuck? Like, do it again from the start.
You're ready to get hyped up? Yo, you're dealing with the X Factor. I got everything
higher than woman, and I'll never give that back. You feel like you want to pop yourself?
I don't feel happy listening to that.
No.
And they were also all shit. Like, I liked X-Pac, but...
But you know what's sad? Like, just incredible was shit, always shit. X-Pac came from DX. Now, I want to say... Albert came from one of my favourite ever teams, and I'd call it a faction, TNA, which he was Prince Albert, and he was in a group with Test, and TNA, of course, meant tits and ass.
Yeah, and their manager was
Trish Stratus. But their theme song sounds so much like the music would play on, like, Adult Channel 10-minute preview.
It's quite clearly they just wanted somewhere to get Trish on.
Yeah.
Because half the screen is wrestling, and then half is her just taking a shot.
Yeah, but this is, see when you listen to this, like, see if you heard this on a 10-minute preview on the Adult Channel.
Yeah.
Like, listen to it. Tonight on the Adult Channel, you're going to watch Johnny Marino shove his cock off someone's ass.
Trish and Prince Albert.
Subscribe now in the first 4 minutes of your Missy's tour. And yeah, and where's Test? Just all Prince Albert.
Well, he may have left by that stage.
So it's just what then? Just
Trish and Albert.
Just Albert then? Oh, Trish and Albert, of course.
Albert!
Yeah, just Albert.
He did. He used to come out there and just call him Albert. It was the weirdest. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the ring, Albert!
You can't. Sounds like someone from Toy Carnet.
Yeah.
There's Albert. And you know another weird thing about Albert was he disappeared, went away to fight in Japan for years and years and years, and then Vince came up with the idea, bring him back and call him Lord Tensai.
And everyone knew who he was.
Yeah, I mean, Albert's a very noticeable guy. Can you get Lord Tensai up there just so people can see if they know? Because...
They
sometimes
genuinely tried to tell us that this guy was fully Japanese.
Yeah.
Right? They were like, this guy is a Japanese wrestler. He's from Japan. This guy's fully Japanese. He's a Japanese warrior. He's cut his teeth. He has a wee Japanese manager.
But we don't even know if that guy is Japanese. He can just be pretending. But
his name's Sakamoto.
Here comes Lord Tensai. Now, bear in mind, people know it's Prince Albert.
This goes on for a while. We'll just skip to...
I mean, what's that outfit? He's like Shredder from the Turtles. And he can't get his mask off.
Look at this fully Japanese guy here.
He's
looking like he carries the bass drum for the Gert Root.
But you know what's weird about him too? I think they tried to say he was Japanese because he's got a big fat face and his eyes are quite small.
He's also got a
disrespectful.
He's also got a stomp and then I come across his face. Of somebody you're gonna
face. You have no idea. Like everyone knows that's Prince Albert and he has a Prince Albert.
Yes. I mean, everyone knows that's Prince Albert. Look at him, it's clearly him. Just because you go, he's Japanese and you cover him in sun tattoos, you're like, that's clearly Albert.
Do you remember Rikishi was another character and it was like, oh, he wasn't called Meng because that was Haku.
He was Make a Difference Fatu and he would go into underprivileged kids
but he was
and
someone
like,
else.
Like Make a Difference and he would dance.
But he was known as something else and he just wore a mask, though he was, but they pretended he was like Chinese or something.
Quang,
yeah. They called him Quang, but at least they covered Quang's face.
Yeah.
She didn't really know it
was
Quang.
Quang was someone else.
I'm pretty sure Quang was Rikishi.
No.
Let me see. I'll Google Rikishi here and see what he was known as.
Look up who Quang was.
Quang. Rikishi Fatu. Liberty Central High School.
I think it was Godfather. Was Quang.
Yeah, correct. He was the Sultan.
The Sultan.
Is what Rikishi was. And Quang was the Godfather. Yeah. Quang was great though.
No, he fucking wasn't. What? He's just a fat dude in a mask?
Hey, that's what I'm all about. That's actually my favorite Google search.
Although there is a faction you brought up to me when we were researching this that I liked and you said were shit.
Who were they? Oh no, not the BWO.
Yeah, I swear to God this was a thing. There was the New World Order.
Yeah, who were decent. They were one of the best factions of all time, let's be fair.
And then some genius came up with the Blue World Order.
Which I hated the Blue Meanie, though. He was the worst. And then it's Stevie Richards was in this too, wasn't he?
He was. I'm trying to find if... There's
and who was the third guy? Was it that fitness dude?
Supernova. Yeah, he
Simon
became
Dean.
Simon Dean.
And what did they... Were they in ECW
Look at the
or something?
State of the Blue Meanie.
But like Steven Richards was decent, wasn't he?
Yeah, I like Steven.
He was a good wrestler. Yeah, the Blue Meanie looks like Steven Nolan. Like that's just Nolan
allegedly
in cosplay.
The only thing the Blue Meanie has ever done is get beat up by JBL, and it gave us this chair shot.
Oh no! Is it who hits who with a chair?
Stevie Richards hits him with it.
Who hits JBL?
Yeah.
And is it firm?
Is it firm?
Yeah.
Right, so the background to this was JBL just beat the shit out of the Blue Meanie for no real reason in a match. This is the only thing
he doesn't like him.
The Blue World Order are known for. Wait and see the fucking crack Richards hits him with.
Oh wow, that was a big
that was the edge of the chair.
Yeah, so did this split him open? Oh no, no one's going to the top rope. Here he goes. Take this. Oh,
he's going to the phones.
To be fair, decent. Oh no, how did JBL kick out of that? Did he just say I'm never being beaten by the Blue Meanie?
Did it bust him open?
Oh wow.
Did it bust him open?
Oh wow. And that's not a blade job, is it? Oh, sorry, I forgot about Orlando Jordan.
Orlando Jordan?
See, just to wrap up this episode, can we just watch Orlando Jordan's entrance in TNA, please? And then I'm happy to go home after
okay.
that.
Okay, or can we settle on the worst faction?
I think the worst out of all of that, I would say probably the Spirit Squad. Or the core for me.
It would have to be the Spirit Squad.
Yeah, they were just...
But
they...
to finish this, I'll top it. And Orlando Jordan was
right,
part
okay.
of it. The Cabinet.
What was the Cabinet?
The JBL. JBL's like Cabinet.
But JBL was good though at the time.
He was good.
Yeah.
They were
shit. Who was in it? Orlando Jordan.
Basham Brothers.
Oh, the Basham Brothers.
Who were just twins.
Yeah.
They were shit.
Yeah.
But this is... So Orlando Jordan had left WWE. They were like, oh, I'm going to make it big. I'm going to do my own gimmick based on me being bisexual.
Right, okay.
I don't know what... Is this something bisexual people do? I don't know.
What?
the commentators? Like, what is this?
I don't know. Like, in my experience, any bisexual people I've met have not been lowered from a ceiling and scene of crime tape. You know? They've not been.
I've been to Pride parades. I've Marshall never seen this.
I mean, I like what he's doing here. I definitely feel it's very.
Do
unique.
You?
And it's
do you enjoy this?
It's memorable. It's a good look.
Where does he get? He gets cream out at some point. That's in some entrance,
Taz. He gets cream out.
Yeah. Well, it's different.
I mean, I love that from Taz. Yeah, well, it's something a bit different. And is this just because he's bisexual, or
it's a gimmick based on like his
nice
bisexuality?
Oh dear, Mike today just
at their faces again.
What's going on here? I mean, he's just crawling out there like a. Like a panther? No, I mean, what I want to say is, I want to see the cream just. I'm interested to see where it's at.
Maybe this entrance, it may be a different one. He does cover himself with cream.
Does he wrestle, or does he just, like, slink about a bit in a weird way?
I love how the mother's like, do not touch that mom to her son. Like, no.
And for those listening in the audio, it's just the guy.
Covered
in tape, just being very extra, really, you'd say. Oh, no. To be fair, looks pretty hot to me.
Oh, there's all the cream behind him.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow, he's in the back room of the Kremlin.
So hold on. He's gone backstage, and there's a cute guy and a cute girl, and he's just sat in the middle of them, as if to go, hey, I fuck with these.
I'll take both.
Yeah. Yeah. What a tremendous way to end. Guys, listen, this has been... The worst factions ever, but I've enjoyed it.
Yes. Thank you for joining us, and join us next time on Are You Ready?
Are you ready?